Chapter 9. Mordred sat alone at a table in the dining area of the chicken hut, sucking the last bit of meat off of a chicken wing bone. He tossed the bone onto a pile of its peers, licked his fingers, and wiped them on his jeans. He was slurping down the remaining contents of a Coca-Cola can when the front door bells jingled. He covered his mouth with his hands to avoid spraying Coke all over the books and dice. What soda he didn't choke on exploded into his hands and ran down his beard and t-shirt.
"Oh, shit!" he said between chokes.
"Sorry," said Catherine. "Didn't mean to disrupt your little nerd party. I forgot my... Hey, where is everybody?"
Mordred doubled over, trying to hack the Coke out of his lungs.
He stammered. "Went out for more beer."
That sounded reasonable enough.
"All of them?"
"Ah, well, you know how boys are."
He wiped sweat, Coke, and chicken grease from his beard with the back of his hand. Catherine narrowed her eyes at Mordred for a moment and then broke off the stare and walked back into the kitchen. It will all be over soon. She's a pretty girl on a Friday night. She's got no reason to suspect that anything is wrong with her. A Super Mario Brothers ringtone rang out from the player's table. Shit. Mordred clutched his dice bag.
"Time to talk, stuffed crust," said Catherine, stomping back in from the kitchen. She pressed a button on her phone and the ringing stopped. "Where the hell is my brother?"
I told you," Mordred tugged at his beard. "They all went out for more beer."
"The shops around here are all closed," said Catherine. The pitch of her voice was rising. She was beginning to panic. "There are 3 full cases of beer in the walk-in freezer. Don't bullshit me, fat boy. You tell me where my brother is, or I'll call the cops."
Mordred fumbled with the drawstring of his pouch.
"Look, I'm sorry."
His mind raced to find words as he spoke them.
"Your brother and his friends told me they were going out for beer. It was just a few minutes ago."
He grabbed a black dye from the bag.
"It's likely that they're just playing a trick on me. I'm sure they'll be back any second now."
"He wouldn't have gone out without his phone," said Catherine. Her voice trembled slightly. "Look," she pointed at the players' table. "Cooper, Dave, and that other guy, they just decided to leave their phones behind as well?"
"I assure you, they'll be back in just a minute. Why don't you join us?"
He tossed the black dye in Catherine's direction. Catherine snatched the dye out of the air and let out an exasperated shriek.
"What the fuck is wrong with you?" She raised a hand threateningly. "I'm going to tear your fat, hairy throat out."
Each of her fingers ended in long, painted nails that lent credence to her threat. She threw the dye, missing his face only by an inch or two. It bounced off a wall. She lunged at Mordred. The dye bounced off a table just before hitting the floor. Mordred raised his forearms to protect his neck, but Catherine vanished just before she could take some of his skin with her. Mordred exhaled.
"Great," he muttered. "Now I'll have to roll up a character for her."
He bent over to pick up the dye, and the front door's bell jingled again. His heart nearly exploded.
"Take it easy, princess,"
said a man who must have outweighed Mordred by a good 20 pounds, but without an ounce of fat. The fluorescent light shone off the top of his shaved head like it was made from metal. His black t-shirt didn't necessarily look like it had been painted on, but rather that it might have fit snugly when he started wearing it at the age of 12, well before he had started working out. It looked less like something he wore to cover his torso, and more like something he wore to contain all of the boulders of which it was composed. Massive tattooed biceps ballooned out of the sleeves, leading down to forearms as thick as tree trunks, and then down to hands, ending in fingers that looked like sausages carved out of wood.
"Hey, faggot! Up here!"
Mordred suddenly realized his eyes were scanning down the length of a man's body, jerked his head up to meet a pair of eyes that seemed to have been chiseled from chunks of ice. He said weakly.
"Where's Cat?"
said the giant.
"I thought I heard somebody shouting."
Mordred said again.
"Hey, dipshit, speak up."
"Here,"
said Mordred, and tossed the black dye to the animated pile of muscles in front of him.
"Hold this."
"What the fuck?"
he responded, catching the dye. He held it up to his face, and his expression changed from contempt to happy recognition.
"Oh, sweet,"
he said, following a swiftly retreating Mordred back to the gaming table.
"You guys playing C&C?"
he asked excitedly.
"Fucking A,"
he said when he saw the setup on the table. He tossed the die down onto the table.
I used to play this shit when I was...
Mordred rushed to the front door of the shop and locked it. He took in a deep breath, and the word shit escaped with his exhalation.